reports your bank fraudulent department in order to send all these reports to the bank fraudulent department. Can you please help me with your bank's name? Chase Bank. Chase Bank, correct? Do you have any other bank? Only one bank, Chase. Okay, sir. Hello. Hello. So what I can see that this transaction is not authorized by you and that this is a fraudulent transaction. So now I'm going to connect your call, your Chase Bank headquarters fraudulent department. Okay, so please hold the line for a moment. I connect your call, Chase Bank. Okay, please do not disconnect the call. Please hold the line for a moment. I connect your call, headquarters fraudulent department. I connect your call, your Chase Bank headquarters fraudulent department. Okay. Please hold the line.
Thank you for holding on the line. This is Max from the fraudulent department of the Chase Bank. How are you doing today? All right, sir. Thank you for confirming. I do believe you were having a word with one of Amazon representative under a recent purchase which was done under your name. Okay, sir. And what the representative had made you understood, can you please let me know? Okay, sir. No problem. Let me check. Do you have a case ID number which was provided to you by Amazon? Please verify me the date of birth, sir. Okay. And the last four digits of your socials. And is this the first time you're dealing with this kind of problem with Amazon or with any other company? How long are you banking with us, sir? 15 years. How far is your local banking branch? 5 minutes. And you can drive, right? Do you do online banking? Okay. Do you share your account with anyone? Do you have any kind of investments with us, sir? Okay, what is that? IRA 401 money market? Money market. And how much you have invested in that money market account? 1.2 million. Okay. Do you have a savings account with us? A checking account? Do you have a debit card with us? A credit card? Okay. So right now what we have to do, sir, we have to validate all your information. Okay. We have to send it, make a report and send it to the Federal Trade Commission. Do you know what a Federal Trade Commission is? A Federal Trade Commission is an independent government agency. We deal with all the unauthorized and fraudulent accounts. So if you have a fraudulent account charge on your end, we are going to simply transfer this call to the Federal Trade Commission and they're going to look after this problem. Okay? But if they gave us a green signal that you're not a victim of identity fraud, we are simply going to go ahead and cancel the $1,599 charge. So could you please let me know what is the last available balance in your savings account? $28,000. And in your checking, sir? Just give me approximate ID. $3,000. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Just hold the line. So my name is Max Smith. Okay, sir. If you have any problem, any doubts, please feel free to ask me, okay? Yes, we have a callback number. But right now we have to provide all your information to the Federal Trade Commission. So you have to hold the line. After I send it all, I'm going to provide you with my callback number, okay? Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for holding on the line, sir. Thank you for your patience. Sir, we have sent all the documents, all the reports to the Federal Trade Commission and they have raised the red flags under your account and they have started an investigation. So we will not be able to cancel that transaction. The Federal Trade Commission will be able to cancel that transaction. Do you have a pen and paper handy with you right now? Okay, so there is a fraud ID number which has been generated by the Federal Trade Commission. Please note down the number. The number is starting from F as in Frank, T for Tom, C as in Charlie. 59076. This is a fraud ID number which has been generated by the Federal Trade Commission under your account, and when you get connected to the Federal Trade Commission, you have to provide them with this fraud ID number. I'm going to pass on all my information from our end to the Federal Trade Commission so they can have a word with you regarding this problem, and they can go through this problem and they can help you out in canceling this charges. Okay, when you get connected to them, correct, this is a fraud ID number. Okay, there will be officer assigned for your case. Okay, when you get connected to the officer, you have to explain them each and everything. Okay, okay, thank you so much, sir. Just hold a line. Yeah, we have a callback number, so just hold on. I'm going to provide you with the callback number. Note down the number, sir. Starting from 202-373-2933.
Thank you for being patient. Your line has been connected to the Federal Trade Commission Department. I believe I'm speaking with Mr. Robert Williams, right? Okay, how are you doing today, Mr. Robert? I completely do understand that this is a case of identity theft and someone else is trying to use your personal information at this point of time, right? Can you just verify me the details? The case ID, I have your case ID, I believe so. Yes, I have that. I'm just verifying the details from our end, and I will just verify the information so that... First of all, just do one thing. Note down my name and my badge ID number. My name is Gary Smith. I'm the Senior Chief Investigating Officer with the Federal Trade Commission Department. Senior Chief Investigating Officer with the Federal Trade Commission Department. I will be helping you out in a case of identity theft issues. And my badge ID number, you can note down, that is FTC 8947. Yeah. It is FTC, I already told you, sir. FTC 8947. And this number which we are talking on right now, that is your cell phone number? Okay, so now for the further procedure, as the investigation, I need a identification proof of course right now. Attach that into the documents, and I need to make sure of the things right now, and we have to prove you as a victim that you are not the one who has done this kind of fraudulent activities on your name, on your identification. So do you have any driver's license or any state ID with you right now? Okay, now we need a photocopy of your driver's license as in proof so that we can attach that into the documents also, and we can attach that with the bogus bank accounts and the bogus purchases which we have found. We can show that you are not involved in this. So can you just do the number which we have provided to you, like 202 number, on that number can you click the picture and send your driver's license copy so that we can just attach that into the documents? And then I will guide you. I'm talking the number which the Chase Bank people provided you, I believe so, that was the Federal Department number, callback number. That is not Chase Bank number, sir. Okay. Surely you can do that. You can note down my number. You can note down my direct line number. Okay. Okay. Let me just provide you my direct line number. You can, this is 717-757-0028. Yes, it is my direct number. You can just verify that information to me and then we will proceed further. Okay, this is my work number. If you want to just send me your picture image of your driver's license, I will provide you my SSS number on which we can just work according to that properly. Okay, you can note down one more, number where you can send the picture image. Okay, let me just provide you the number. Okay, just give me a moment. Okay, you can note down that is 202-438-4489. You can send the picture right now on that, and then I will just guide you with the further details, okay? And meanwhile, I will also share you my badge ID on that so that you can also verify. No. I'm talking about the picture image of my badge ID. So you will come to know that actually to whom you are speaking with. So let's make it fair and a legitimacy process, okay? I'm holding up the line. So you click the picture and send it to me, let me know. I'm waiting for your picture so that we can just start the investigation, okay? You can do that. You can do that. Once you send the picture image, you can just call me back on any of the number, or you can call me on 202-438 number also, or you can call me on 717, any of the number you can call me, okay? Right, correct. Okay.